Israel's relatively successful response to the COVID-19 outbreak underscores the need to protect and boost its neglected healthcare system, according to Professor Dov Chernyakhovsky, Professor Emeritus of Health Economics and Policy at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and head of the Health Policy Program at the Taub Center for Social Policy Research in Israel. He told us that a number of factors have played a role in reducing the spread of the virus and not overwhelming the hospital's capacity for treating the ill.
I believe we have to separate between Israel as a country, as a society, and its healthcare system, because everybody was involved, and I think the separation between the different, as I call, fathers of the success needs to be noted. First of all, at the outset, we must understand that Israel is a relatively small country, okay? And even its population density is below that of Singapore and Taiwan as key examples which succeeded, okay? That's one thing. The country is practically a geopolitical island. It's very hard to penetrate Israel. So a closure of the country was very easy, contrary to many other countries. And a key factor has been Israel's demography. We have a relatively young population. Israelis age 65 and above are about 10% of the population, as opposed to almost 25% in Italy, for example. Okay? We have a healthy population, relatively speaking, so underlying risk factors are also relatively minimal. And we have also an affluent population, relatively speaking. I think we're in a better shape than some of, say, the ghettos in the United States. So, so we have some preconditions that at outset put Israel in an advantageous position. On top of it, we have a country that is prepared for emergencies. You know, the army, the police, etc., and the population itself. Okay, unfortunately, we have had a serious emergencies before the coronavirus with missiles, etc. And on top of everything else, we have a very solidaristic society where people are willing to tolerate closure of the economy, distancing, etc. So all these factors played for Israel even before we even touched the healthcare system. And in fact, I believe these protected first of all the healthcare system and, of course, by implication, the population. So, in fact, a very weak healthcare system was protected by the Israeli, if you want, culture system, politics, and whatnot. I believe that if we were in a situation where really the virus really hit the healthcare system, we would have been in a very serious shape, because I don't believe the system could have handled it.
So to that degree, then, there's almost an illusion that it was prepared to handle it, and we're still left with many of the shortcomings and problems that existed before in the healthcare system.
Absolutely. I believe that one of the serious dangers or risks we have now is that people, especially politicians, will believe that the success is because of the healthcare system. And that will be a grave mistake, because then all the reforms that are needed, and there are long-term reforms for the healthcare system, will be again overlooked, and we will be in the same shape next time, even with a minor crisis. Right now, we must bear in mind, and we are very fortunate in that regard, that the number of patients, the corona patients that are treated today by the system, is very minimal. It's basically like two buses had collided or a train accident, etc. We are talking about really 200 people, etc., especially the number of respirators. So, you know, the health system really didn't have really to deal with the issue. Okay, the Ministry of Health issued, of course, the guidelines, and they were right in terms of social distancing, closure of the country, etc. But the ministry did very little beyond that, and whatever it tried to do, especially the tests, has been really botched.
So rather than expect this to be a springboard for reinforcing the system, you think that we may end up in the same situation or worse?
And I believe that if we attribute the success to the system, to the healthcare system, rather dealing with the weaknesses of the system, as I believe have been revealed by the current situation, then we wind up probably in a worse situation.
So what areas, in your assessment, should be boosted, really need attention when that attention can be given to the system?
Okay, there are a few areas where I think reform is needed, and I think they're widely accepted. First of all, and I'm an economist, I should stress that point, because I take seriously additional budgets, etc. First of all, the funding of the system, especially the public funding of the system, has to be brought to par with what is accepted in West European countries who are similar to us, like Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, etc. That's one thing. The other thing, the Ministry of Health must be reformed. The Ministry of Health should be only a policy-making, regulatory, overseeing agency, not deal with administrative issues like running hospitals, trying to run tests, etc., because it's not a structure to do these things. That's another thing. The other thing is the government, that means the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Health, have to be taken out from micromanaging the system. For example, we have a hospital reimbursement system that encourages over-hospitalization. As a result, our hospitals have been crowded, and the community care, which has really been at the helm of medicine in Israel, has been neglected. And this has to be stopped. And as I say, the primary care or community care should become really the helm of the Israeli healthcare system. And that's basically it. If we can achieve these 3-4 goals, we'll be in a completely different world.
And a related issue, how do you think, against the backdrop of this coronavirus outbreak, when so much focus has been on responding to that, the healthcare has been for people with non-COVID-19 issues?
Well, that's an issue we have pointed out really at the beginning. I'm talking about the Taub Center. We have been terribly concerned about collateral damage, or the collateral debt, if you wish. Okay? And many people have abstained from treatment, basically, because they were afraid to approach clinics and hospital. As I said a minute ago, the primary care clinics have not been terribly effective. So I believe we are going to have a build-up of serious cases that will need to be handled in the near future and beyond. And that's a major concern, because the healthcare system may not be prepared to deal with these cases.